on his episode 18 of Derailed, Harry Mays, Eitan Shander. We are live at Parks Casino. Now, we've been hanging out in Valley Forge in Oaks at the Valley Forge Race and Sportsbook, but today we are at the mothership, Harry. You were ready for that. Probably.
40 years, whatever it's been.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's you got people on other networks referring to their shows as the mothership and whatnot because of the spillover there. But we're here. We're back at Parks Casino, Bensalem Northeast, and there's so much going on here at the Sportsbook as we're hanging out watching baseball, getting ready for the Phillies today, Harry. Yeah.
A huge day. We're presented by Parks Casino, Pennsylvania, number one casino, and the Greenwood Racing and their sports book. You have Parks Casino and Bensalem, which is where we are today, the mothership, as Eitan described it. And they also have the South Philly Racing Sports Book on Packer Avenue. Can you imagine what that place must be like today? Just with, you know, within walking distance
yep.
of Citizens Bank Park.
That's what it's designed for, a day like today. Yes. All right, so you mentioned opening day. We got a couple of things we'll bang through. Again, this is going to be like a two-for-one today and tomorrow, so we're going to get a couple of mini derails out there. We've got opening day, Bryce Harper. We've got the NCAAs are back. There's an amazing Conor McGregor prop that we're going to have to hit on this show. I'll say this. We were having this conversation, and I think that a lot of people are still not necessarily new to gambling on sports, but the whole element of legalized sports gambling. And what we saw today, we're watching this Yankees game and live as we record. Big home run hit. And half the sports book gets up and cheers. And you brought up, like, wow, I got a lot of Yankees fans here. And I think that's the normal reaction, but we're kind of shifting to, and I asked you, I said, a lot of Yankees fans or a lot of bettors?
No, I'm saying, like, they could be Yankees fans today.
Absolutely.
Oh,
right. Or Phillies fans in an hour. Yeah. Absolutely. And you know what? You're going to keep riding them and as long as you want. Now, the counter that we got a lot with fantasy football is, and you still get it every now and again, well, there's conflict and there's also the fact that you're not really invested as a fan. You're invested in your money more so. So you're rooting for teams that you normally wouldn't root for. Well, yeah, I think that is. Sure.
That's your team. But you can now have a business relationship with all the other teams.
Is that right? You could just span all across the board right there and just invest any way you possibly can.
Yes.
Except if you're probably like fading the Marlins all year, you probably won't make much money, right?
No,
or the Orioles for that matter, right? There are a couple of bad teams down there. So before we get to the Phillies over-under, what's the bottom of the barrel?
The worst team in baseball is the Baltimore Orioles.
Yes.
And their over-under for wins is 57.5.
Now, are they on full tank mode this year?
I couldn't recognize one player in their lineup.
Right. This might be like where the Astros were a couple of years back and winning. Didn't they win like 58 or 59?
Tanking in baseball, it's a baseball team. It's not like you're tanking for LeBron James.
Right.
You're tanking for a surefire
I think you tank for free agency, right? Right, exactly. I think baseball, it's different where you're more tanking for free agency in the sense of why have any overhead in a year in which you might win 70 games as opposed to cutting overhead and being able to win, you know, maybe 59 or 58 games, but the next year you don't have any of these salaries that are bogging you down to prevent you to go after Mike Trout or anybody else before they re-sign. Probably not. Probably not. Although San Diego got Manny Machado. You can't sell Fells Point or the Inner Harbor? Come on, man. Baltimore has changed, Har. Yeah. Right. Well, you saw Nick Hardwick when we were there at the Super Bowl. That guy, like, you live in San Diego and you just have this bronze skin. Yes. Right, right. Right. It's amazing, San Diego. It's like a fat guy on the moon, right? You're like 100 pounds lighter. You put an ugly person in San Diego, you give them a week. They look like a model. Right, exactly. Just the lifestyle of it. All right, let's look. What do you have at the Phillies? I'm going to take the under on the Orioles. Give me the team above the Orioles, though. Those two, I'll take the under on both. Yeah. Now, this is interesting, this number here. I think they did this deliberately, knowing who we are and how easy it is to play off of and our strings, to tongue our strings here when it comes to... Yes, exactly. Exactly. When it comes to betting.
The Phillies, 89.5, and that is up from the original.
Yes.
84.5. So we have 5 more wins. And I know a lot of it's attributed to Harper, but some of it's got to be the whole pack. Real Muto.
Yeah, Real Muto is a huge part of it. Yeah. Yes, you're at least in the wild card. Right, top wild card team. Now, I would say this. Your bet on the Phillies is based on whether or not you think they win the division. If you are confident that the Phillies win the division, then you hit over and you don't look back. If you are concerned about Atlanta, and if you think, the Nationals are there, and the Mets, if the Mets can figure something out with their pitching staff, all right. All I'll say is if you are confident, you don't think the Mets could win 70 games, 75 games? No. I thought he's a Yankees fan. Didn't he switch over? Didn't he ban, like, turn his back on the Mets like he turns his back on all these teams? I think he's a Patriots fan now, isn't he? Yeah, okay, that's what I'm saying. Vegas has them at 85.5, and you're laughing at me saying that – I don't think that's a clear under, though. I think the Braves and Washington. So that's the thing. If you think that the Phillies right now are better than Washington, then you take that over. If you're unsure, then I think you stay with. Yep. You think Washington wins the division? Really? Just because of experience and better pitching top to bottom? They do have a better rotation. Do they have a better – I know the whole thing with Kimbrel, but do they have a better back end entirely? Okay, okay, that's fair. But they definitely have a better rotation, so I think that –
Think about it. They were 89.5, and that's up from 87.5. They lost Harper.
Right.
Isn't that an interesting thing?
That is. Well, that's the thing, is they did not lose key components outside of Harper, and maybe it's just Vegas looks at the loss of Washington not nearly as good as the improvement of Philadelphia. I mean, Philadelphia was a bottom team that just got a guy like Bryce, so it makes sense that since Washington was already established, minus that little collapse they had last year, Washington already established, they probably don't get knocked down that much of a peg, whereas Philadelphia needed anything, and here they got Bryce Harper. And then when they got in, everybody just moved the money because people are betting. Do you think that there is something where it slid in right at that comfortable number? I mean, think about this. The Phillies will definitely make the playoffs. I think you're right that they're going to win 85 to 87 games is pretty much a lock. Whether or not they hit that over is different. But could Vegas look at this and think, realistically, with the addition of Bryce Harper, they're an 85-win team? Money moved a little bit the line, but at the same time, they know that if they can move it a game or a game and a half, it's subtle enough that Philadelphians are going to be looking around like, oh, my God, Vegas has us winning 89 games, 89 and a half games. That's a lock. They got Bryce Harper. Right. So it's more reactionary, even though, as you mentioned, because they know what they're doing, that they slid this in a little bit early knowing it was eight. Like, that seems high for a team that does not have Bryce Harper, right? 84 and a half? Yeah. I don't know about that. As what, the third arm in the rotation? Because you still have Velasquez to deal with. Right. Which is a shame because maybe a long reliever at this point, but right, it's just so inconsistent. But the problem is that he usually comes out and will give you like three or four innings and then just turn into Vince Velasquez. Right, right. Oh, my God, it's brutal. I can't see Nick Pivetta making the All-Star team, but stranger things have happened. If you're winning baseball games and he has a decent ERA, then maybe I'm taking no. If there's an over or yes or no on Pivetta, will Pivetta make the All-Star game? Then give me minus 1,000 no. Yeah, heavy favorite. But you know what the top three win total bets on the over are? The three teams that are most bet over. I would think Philadelphia has to be in there just because. Okay, there you go.
Colorado.
Okay. Tampa, I get, but why Colorado as much? That seems, it's a lower number. You're not asked to do as much in that division. There might be something to that, but Tampa, wow. 84 and a half for Tampa? Can you imagine? I mean, what's realistic for them, though? I mean, somewhere in the middle 70s, right? I don't think they hit that over. They're not a good baseball team. I know they got Tatis Jr. up on opening day, and there's a big prospect, but they're prospects and Manny. I mean, they're basically that, like a bunch of prospects and Manny. So I don't know if you're looking at 2 years from now. Okay, futures, that's different. But right now, this year, I'd stay away from that. I can see people heavily betting on that. Yeah.
I saw something on ESPN.com.
Now, where did you get this?
It's on ESPN.com, where they put together five or six of their baseball guys, okay, and asked various questions about Bryce going to the Phillies and predicting Bryce. Okay, this was, let's see what this was.
Is that the name of the article, Predicting Bryce? Is this the MLB bets we would make in 2019?
Well, it's on ESPN.com. It's on not MLB.com. That makes a difference.
No. What's the date? You don't even have this thing up ready to go.
Well, I did. If the damn computer went to sleep.
Why aren't you using
that damn computer? It always goes into, like, sleep mode. I got to change the setting on it. I guess you could change
it's the easiest thing you can do. Yeah. Now, we've got fan cred tonight. Is that going to be fixed before we go with fan cred?
Right, this,
it was a big game tonight. I want to make sure that you're ready to go. That's right. The upstart Nets. The Nets. The Brooklyn Nets. Things you can bank on.
The Sixers looking to bounce back from two of the more miserable performances that they've offered up in quite some time.
I tell you. you lose this game tonight, there's going to be some discussion. And I would imagine. I would think BB. Yeah. Although, to be fair, if the Sixers lose three straight to teams that they're better than, at least record-wise, and we know that they're better than the two they lost to and now Brooklyn, there's going to be a question of effort. And I think effort is definitely on the players more so than the coach, especially in the NBA. Like, you're talking about a pro league. It's one thing if Tom Izzo needs to light a fire under a kid because he's getting complacent after they're up 10 in a tournament game. It's another thing if Brett Brown needs to motivate Joel Embiid or Ben Simmons in the end of a regular season. Correct. He sat out that one.
They got nothing really out of TJ in that entire game.
Are you shocked?
No, I'm not shocked, but that was you got to factor that in a little bit. Although, I mean, even without Ben Simmons, they should be able to beat the Magic or at least give it better effort.
Right.
In an attempt to do so. You got to beat the Atlanta Hawks. I mean, come on, that team's they're trying to lose.
Yeah, you can't in that regard have such a poor defensive effort that you give up a $127 to Atlanta. See, so you should have. I can't believe that you don't have this because all the I have Bryce Harper prop bets. Like, I'm trying to Google this thing to get around you. I don't understand this, man. I don't understand how you could have screwed us over bringing this up, and now we don't even have it in front of us. Bryce Harper, ESPN. I can't even find this on a Google search. Does this article exist?
I should have printed it out maybe before I showed up over here. That's what I did with the other
one. What sealed Bryce Harper's record deal with the Phillies? I mean, these are the things that are popping up here. Bryce Harper's stats.
MVP booed in Philly, predicting Bryce Harper's first
game. Okay, MVP booed in Philly. This is taking half of the podcast here. Just to... Again, I found it.
The only one that can do this with you without losing my freaking mind.
That's true. Okay? You do have a gift.
Yeah, I'm learning late in life some of my gifts, and that really is it. I'm really – people don't think that I'm a calm person.
No, you are.
I really am.
Yeah, you just – and that's why I think the rants are great because they usually come out of nowhere.
Authentic.
Yeah, they are.
It's not contrived.
No.
Like, we had a boss way back who I love, but he loved my rants, but he wanted me to do it every day.
Yeah.
I can't do that every day.
You can't, no, because
I'm like Skip Bayless.
Absolutely. And it's gonna sound rough.
Skip Bayless's freaking paycheck. And if that was on the table,
then maybe
rants on a daily basis.
All right. So you bring up an interesting, would you say weenie beanies for $1 million? Would you say weenie beanies for $50? Because that's the equivalent.
Right.
Michael Jordan turning down $1 million, even in 92, knowing all the endorsements that were coming his way. And I found this article, by the way, so I have it up. Yeah, I get it. But Michael Jordan, 92, this article surfaced with Playboy that he turned down $1 million because he didn't want to say weenie beanies. It's this beans. It's like baked beans. And they're called
–
exactly. And Quaker Oats made them, and they had these new pork something beans in 92. And they were like, hey, you say weenie beanies or beanie weenies, whatever the hell they are. And Michael Jordan said, no, I'm not doing it for $1 million. It's stupid. And he walked out. And now there's this conversation about, oh, my God, you know, I would have done it. I would have. But
done it for probably $50,000.
Yeah, but that's I don't know if that's the equivalent. Like, you and I don't get
fit.
But you and I don't get $50,000 to do commercials. You and I... But you... No. You can't even say for 50K. You have to put it in your and our world. Would you do it for like... I mean, we get paid $25 a commercial read. Doesn't matter if it's us or if it's the biggest name in radio in Philadelphia. They're getting $25 a read. Right. Okay, that's it. So then stop criticizing Michael Jordan out there. Not you. I'm saying others for turning down $1 million because nobody would be that foolish and embarrass themselves by doing weenie beanies. Well, would you eat? But you'd eat baked beans for 50K. You'd probably spool them down your throat there, shove them down your gullet for 50K, right?
You gotta have a nice hot dog if I got it.
Yeah. Yes, right. Right. Well, you can't get those anymore. You know that? Have you noticed this? You can't get middle-of-the-line food anymore at the ballpark. It's either a hot dog. Oh, no, no, I'm saying, but just because it's baseball and everything like that. Oh, I thought you were saying. You got it. I thought, yeah. It is. You don't go Hebrew National? They make a pretty good dog there. No, those are Nathan's, right, that are split. I hate hot dogs that are split down the middle. But you can't get the regular dog anymore at the park. Now, all around baseball, when you go to these places, exactly, it's either like a hot dog that's topped with bacon bits and chicken tenders and fries, exactly. Or next to it is the gluten-free vegetarian stand that is like the alternative offer. So you can't just get like a pretzel or a hot dog anymore at a baseball game. It's crazy. All right, you ready for this? Well, there used to be, right when you walk in, I think it was like section 112 or 114 around there. Yes, they are. They used to have this stand that sold dollar dog. Now, they were smaller hot dogs. They were like junior dogs, but they were for a dollar. And they would be dollar dogs every night if you just went to that stand. Yeah, but not as small as that. Yeah, I mean, it was like a decent filling hot dog. Yeah, no hot dog. I can't say that word without thinking of, what was that woman's name?
Mrs.
Cho. That's right. Cho's. All right, Bryce Harper is a 279 career hitter. Are you taking over or under for 2019?
2019 is first year in a Phillies uniform in Citizens Bank.
Hitting
third.
Right, with some good protection behind him. Right. And that two spot will probably change more than most spots, but I imagine Bryce is going to be hitting third a lot, Hoskins. Exactly. I mean, that 3-4-5 is pretty deadly.
Udugel, then Hernandez, Franco, and then the pitcher. But I will go under the on the average. I can see a nice 277, and I'll go under 279.
He's gone back and forth a lot with his average, right? Isn't he like 250? Right. Yeah. Okay, I'll take the over on this because I think in this lineup he'll see a lot. I think that people will pitch to Reese way more than him. And if there's nobody on base, which could happen, you're going to see him walked a lot. So I think Bryce, with the combination of the new ballpark that he should hit well in, especially power, we're going to get to that in a second, but I take the over. I think he hits over 270. Now, I'm not saying he's going to hit 350, but I think he can hit 290 comfortably at that ballpark. 34 home runs in 2018, Harry. Over, under. Yeah, that could be dangerous. Right.
That's one of the reasons why I was so excited about them going out and getting them. You know, you build the team to your ballpark.
Yep.
Slug the crap out of it. Go have the ability to score 6-7 runs a night and win that way. I mean, you're not going to – we're not going to get the day of the four aces.
No. No, no, no.
Days are gone. We got one
right
now.
Which is fine. All-star. You should expect power, right? Yeah. That, well, and that's the thing. It's a bonus, and I think you were referencing this with the Aces even. It's a bonus in that ballpark when you have top-line pitching because you should be able to outslug most teams. And I know that's not a great recipe in the playoffs and whatnot, but to get there and to revive this team this year, I think you're on to something where you have a consistent lineup now where you're not going to get much shifting and changing in that. I mean, think about this. Last year, how many different lineups did we see? 150? And people came down on Gabe because he was doing crazy stuff, but he didn't have any consistency in that lineup. Just having a consistent 3-4-5 And knowing that Franco's going to hit 7-8 consistently, and knowing that McCutcheon's going to hit 1-2 consistently, like, that changes everything. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yes, you're right. Creatures of habit, man. Insanity right there. What was his WAR that year? Baseball Reference? Oh, that's all right. Don't worry about that. Like a secondary page on it. Yeah.
But then 2 years ago, in 2017, he actually hit 319 with 29 home runs and 95 RBIs. That's his second best season.
Wow. Right.
4 home runs, and he had RBIs, 100 RBIs.
I think you've got a legit over for most of that. Now, postseason at-bats for Harper, ESPN has as 1. We just said, both of us, that they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think they are.
Okay.
I'm most likely I'd say wild card.
Now it gets a little interesting. No, it's 1 at bat.
Oh, it's 1 at bat.
Yeah, that's it. Just 1.
Okay.
No, you're right. 20, that's different. 20, I don't know if I'd take the overall. I would take the under.
You got to play a 7-game series to have a shot.
Right.
You got to play at least, like, what, 4 games.
Exactly right. All right, so Citizens Bank Park, 43,000 is a sellout. How many of them today, and this is 50 minutes before first pitch that we're recording this, how many of them will be wearing Bryce Harper jerseys on opening day? 4,000 is the number. I don't know. Hottest ticket, yes. Doesn't necessarily mean that hottest ticket transfers to people in the ballpark. Yeah, but I guarantee you're going to see Jimmy jerseys today. You're going to see Ryan Howard jerseys. You're going to see all of the old, just like you see Westbrook and Dawkins jerseys at Eagles games. Today is the day where it's okay to bring those back for the first time. But I don't think that many people have Odubel Herrera jerseys, Harry. How many? No, my point of it is that it more people down at the park are like, it's time that I can wear my Philly stuff again. And I think that they're wearing their, look at you. I think they're wearing their jersey, and I don't think as many people at the park went out and bought Bryce Harper jerseys for opening day. I think they're wearing the jerseys they already own. And because this team has been so bad and boring over the last 4 or 5 years, there aren't many Aaron Nola jerseys out there. I hate the jersey just because of him. Yeah, he ruined the jersey for me. Yeah, because he wore the worst, but there were terrible players that he wore too. So that's what ruined it for me. You can't wear the bad jersey. All right, let's do this. Let's get one more. Yes, that's a great one. Right. Contrarian / I'm going to be different and wear the jersey of somebody that most people don't even know is still on the team. All right. Before we get to this Conor McGregor thing and wrap up here, because we'll be doing another one tomorrow, and we're already 30 in. I don't even know if you realize that. Let's get one more time where we are, what we're doing, all the great things about the great parks properties from South Philadelphia, Oaks, and where we are today, Ben Salem.
Underway again tonight with the Sweet 16. It's a great time to pick winners and get
Casino in Ben Salem, which is where we are today. A great place, wonderful spot, close to everything. And then they've got the South Philadelphia Racing Sports Dome, which is right in the shadow of the stadium complex, right on Packer Avenue. I'm sure that was bustling today and all throughout the day today with the home opener. And then Valley Forge Racing Sports Book, which we've been there a few times. We'll be there again tomorrow, which is right off Route 422 in Oaks. They have it all when it comes to sports betting, spreads, parlays, teasers, prop bets. You can bet on all the leagues and cash your tickets across all three locations. They got outstanding and knowledgeable customer service at the sports book, so get to the book, lay your action, and collect your cash right away. Parks Casino is the number one casino in Pennsylvania. And also, has over 115 live table games right here at Parks, 3,600 state-of-the-art slots, and all-season beer garden, which is just fabulous. Five restaurants and a world-class entertainment center called the Excite Center. On Twitter, check them out at Parks Sportsbook right now.
Amazing. And we'll be here all throughout the year. What? 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 No, I was waiting for you to finish. No, I was like, I was letting it rest. You, yes, exactly right. We're calling a game here. You know, I'm letting it breathe. Correct. Correct. Absolutely right. Now, I'll say this. Conor McGregor has some things out there, and it's interesting to see where these fictitious props have been at, right?
You see, though, before we get to the props, about a week or so ago, he did a video with the Boston Bruins where he ran into their locker room, into the room, and gave them a pep talk.
No, I did not.
The video is awesome.
Is that right?
Oh, my God. I mean, he just comes busting in there. You know, I mean, this guy's full. It's like he drank like seven Red Bulls, right? And he busts into the locker room. He starts yelling at all the guys. And
now, what are they doing? Did they know that he was coming in?
No, I don't know that they knew he was coming in.
Ah, okay.
Once he busts in, I think they're like, holy crap, that's Conor McGregor. And then they got in, it was pretty cool.
Wait, has this gone viral?
Oh, yeah, you can find it. I can't believe you, of all people, who are on Twitter 24/7 every minute, tweeting and retweeting. I'm trying.
No, listen, I'm trying, man. I'm trying to find this right now and see this video, but I can't. That's what I was looking at.
Search like Conor McGregor Bruins.
Okay. Okay.
But anyway, we've got some of these great props here.
And I have a question for you as well that has to do with Gronkowski and Conor McGregor, but I think we should go through the props first.
Well, Conor McGregor odds, and these are from our buddy Jimmy Shapiro. Okay, and we got this. What will he do next? And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 categories that you can bet on.
Yep. Now, what's the heavy favorite? Right.
And I know they got WrestleMania coming
Correct.
Up in another month or so.
Now, that's the same heavy favorite for Rob Gronkowski's odds as well.
It is.
Yes.
Well, I think it's a lot that Gronkowski is at WrestleMania and in the ring.
Well, I think that it's – is it not a lock that Conor McGregor is as well?
Well, I mean –
that was the question I was going to ask, is who wrestles first, McGregor or Gronk?
Okay, so you're taking this differently.
No, I mean – they're both but I'm saying like who signs or who agrees to fight in WWE first? You've got WrestleMania coming up in what? Here's the thing. Gronk? I don't know, man. McGregor? Can't you see him coming out there and like in 2 weeks just popping out? I also can see both of them coming back and doing their respective stuff. Yes.
Like,
yes.
Know he's gonna be there,
right.
Know
right.
He's gonna be there. All of a sudden, he comes like.
Yes. 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 I love it. I love it.
He comes running in and gives Gronkowski a drop kick.
Yes.
And I don't even know where it is this year.
I don't know. I have no idea.
It's at MetLife Stadium.
Oh. Oh. Wow. Okay.
But I'm not positive about that.
That would be insanity. Is he our wrestling guy?
He's our official wrestling donkey.
Okay. I didn't know that.
All right. The second favorite is MMA fight at 3-1.
Now, he just retired, so that would mean he comes back. And I believe if WWE were not on there, wrestling was not on there, I would take that in a heartbeat because I don't believe he's retired. He's got this case that's hovering over him where he's a suspect or maybe a person of interest in Ireland. Yeah, he still had the whole thing with Habib that he could be on probation for inciting a riot and everything. Like, this guy is got trouble around, right. He already did that.
I know. He got his butt kicked.
Yeah, and I don't think he goes back.
5-1 is getting arrested. That's what I would wager on.
Wow.
I would take arrested.
Now, did that change? I felt like it might have changed since the whole thing came out in Ireland, right?
Yeah. But I think not this.
That is insanity.
Get arrested. UFC commentator is 10-1. I could see that at some point, but I don't know that that's his next move.
No.
Right,
I think that commentator is when he's officially retired. But there are a couple more, right?
Yes, actor, 12-1, and open a bar, 12-1.
Has he not opened a bar yet?
How about bar fight?
Well, that, yeah, I'd take that over open a bar.
That'd be like 3.5-1.
That's right in between WWE and fighting the MMA.
7-2. We'll go 7-2 on bar fight.
I love it. I'll take bar fight. No, I don't think you can as well. All right, speaking of which, we will be back with another edition, a mini edition of Derailed on a Friday, and we'll hit hard the tournament stuff and some weekend things as well. I'm sure we'll come up with some lighter things that we've worked in. And again, just to remind everybody, here at Ben Salem, South Philadelphia at the Turf Club, Valley Forge Race and Sportsbook, right off 422 in Oaks, it doesn't matter. Wherever you place a bet, you can cash that ticket. Wherever you are, if you're up in the Northeast and you stop by on your way down to an event or you know that you work downtown but you live up here or vice versa, whatever the case may be, you can cash these tickets anywhere you want. You want to come hang out with us at Valley Forge Race and Sportsbook in Oaks on Friday. Bet here today on a Thursday and then cash that ticket that winter on Friday. It's so simple. It's so easy. Bet with the best for the college basketball tournament as well. Great time to pick winners as we continue to go on with this tournament here. That's enough time to sign both of those guys. All right, live at Parks Casino in Ben Salem. Shander Show. That's right. Look at that. Expos tee. That's. Download the app. Right?
973
ESPN app. Well, it's 973ESPN.com/app. It's the easiest, most efficient way to listen, and we'll be all over the place. We actually will be at Parks Casino here Monday for our inaugural show. So we're going to kick off noon to 2 Monday, April 1st, right here at Parks Casino. We'll have wings, tickets, a bunch of other stuff for people, too. All right, for Harry Mays, Eitan Shander, it is Derailed in the books.